In college, a professor once insisted, during a digression from a lecture on Othello, that, to him, gay men are inherently narcissistic, and their overt narcissism might even be a sign of homosexuality in men who have not yet accepted their tendencies. Even as I fumed in my seat, the thought wouldn't stop burrowing into me. Could it be that all those years ago I had followed Grimace in the schoolyard simply because he was a boy and therefore a mirror of myself? But if so, why not? Maybe we look into mirrors not merely to see beauty, regardless how elusive, but to make sure, despite the facts, that we are still here.
"And now to God the Father," he ends, and his voice thrills up to the topmost tiles. Each listener chokes as he bows and bends, and emotion pervades the crowded aisles. Then the preacher glides to the vestry door and shuts it and thinks he is seen no more.
"You would hardly care for such an arrangement, Basil," cried Lord Henry, laughing. "It would be rather hard lines on your work."
"I should object very strongly, Harry," said Hallward.
Dorian Gray turned and looked at him.
"I believe you would, Basil. You like your art better than your friends. I am no more to you than a green bronze figure. Hardly as much, I dare say."
The painter stared in amazement. It was so unlike Dorian to speak like that. What had happened? He seemed quite angry. His face was flushed and his cheeks burning.